Your dial is set on 89.5 FM, the radio station of Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey. And you are tuned into the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We broadcast on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. and bring you Armenian songs and music, along with news, views, interviews, and community announcements. I am Miran. I thank you for joining us, and I ask you not to touch the dial and enjoy the program till 4 p.m.
Աշխատ, քո գրքի մեջ կենարար, sumeng, yekek hayastan. Hayecan, hayecan, zer hokunu vurban. Tarçuni pes yeram, yeram, yekek hayastan.
Sek New Jersey Hagen Radio Jama Vorgtsena sa programin giragi jami yeruken 4-i michev inchpes yerkesav Hayerjan Hayerjan Tserhokun Gurban Terchuni bes yeram yeram yegak yegek Hayastan aisor mer studion mish inchpes khjovats kla aisor nuntsev khjovat che aisor teteve որև մեր գամավորներ են Հայաստան գերտան, իրենց ամառնային դեղերը գերտան, և ամեն մարդ իրենց հանգստին պետք ունի, բայց մենք շարունակենք ռադիոժամը, այսօր ստուդիոյի մեջ ունենք ես Սերժ Փանոսյան և Միհրամ Մալջյան, he keeps monkey company here. Իմ հերս է, միասին ձեզի պիտի բերենք հայկական լուրերը, հայերենով և անգլերենով, ինչպես նաև եթե ունենանք թեմքերով թեմքեր հայտակիրը, և անշուշտ պիտի խոսինք գարկմը հետաքրքրական լուրերու մասին, ինչպես նաև մեր անցյալ շաբթվա ռադիոյի հավաքույթին, և քիչ մնալ խոսենք Միրանի Հայաստան թրիչքին կամ այցելության երկու երեք շաբաթ առաջ. Հուսամեր հետ կլակ մինչև ժամը 4, և կվայելեք այս ամեն պատրաստությունը, որ ձեզի բերենք այսօր.
Աչերով ինձ այնպես ես գերը ու ժպիտով ինձ կի այգես ներ շերջը ես կես հանդիպում եմ ինչ անապ
Այժմ գնացինք լուրերը հայերենով, որ պատրաստած է Հայկ Քպելյան։
Արևցի սիրելի ընդունիչներ, ստորև կներկայացնենք շաբաթ տվա ուշագրավ լուրերը։ Այսօրվա ցայնագրությունը նախապես պատրաստված է շաբաթ հուլիսի 19-ին Նյու Ջերսիի մեջ։ Հայաստանի Հանրապետության վարչապետ Նիկոլ Փաշինյան Բրյուքսել և Փարիզ այցելեց։ Բրյուքսելի մեջ Փաշինյան հանդիպումներ ունեցավ Եվրոխորհրդի նախագահ Անտոնիո Կոստայի, Եվրոպական հանձնաժողովի նախագահ Ուրսուլա վոն դեր Լեյնի, Եվրոմիության ընդլայնման հարցերու հանձնագետ Մարտա Քոսի և Բելգիո վարչապետ Բարտ դե Ուևերի հետ։ Փաշինյանի, Անտոնիո Կոստայի և Ուրսուլա վոն դեր Լեյնի երագոմ դեսակցությունեն ետք գողմերը հրապարակեցին հաղորդակցությունը, ուր մասնավորապես կնշվի Եվրոմիությունը բարձր կգնահատի Հայաստանի չանքերը հարավային Կովկասի գաղանությունը ապահովելու ուղղությամբ, հատկապես Ադրբեջանի հետ խաղաղության բանակցություններու շարունակական բնույթը և Թուրքիո հետ հարաբերություններու բարելավման ուղղությամբ առնվող քայլերը։ Եվրոմիությունը վերահաստատեց իր հանձնարարությունը աջակցելու Հայաստանի թիմատրողականության և զարգացման սկալի նյութական և տեխնիկ օգնության միջոցով։ Այս ուղղությամբ նախատեսված է Հայաստանի մեջ Եվրոմիությունի ներդրումները հասցնել 2.5 միլիարդ յուրոյի։ Բրյուքսելեն ետք վարչապետ Փաշինյան նույն օրը անցավ Փարիզ ու Էլիզեի բալադին մեջ հանդիպում ունեցավ նախագահ Էմանուել Մակրոնի հետ։ Զրուցակիցները քննարկեցին Հայաստան-Ֆրանսա հարաբերություններու օրագարկային շարք հարցեր, ներառյալ նաև համադեղ ծրագիրները։ Թուրքիո մեջ Ամերիկայի թեսպան Թոմաս Բարակ առաջարկեց, որ Ամերիկա 100 տարիով վարձու արնե Սյունիքով անցնող ճամփան, Հայաստանի այն հատվածը, որ Ադրբեջանի արևելյան շրջանները գգաբե Նախիջևանին։ Վարչապետ Նիկոլ Փաշինյան Երևանի մեջ սարքեց մամլո ասուլիսմը, որոն ընթացքին խոսեցավ Հայաստանի և հավաքական անվտանգության պայմանագրի գազմագերբության հարաբերություններու մասին։ Ձանոթ է, որ հայկական կողմը ներգայիս սարեցուցած է իր մասնակցությունը Ռուսաստանի առաջնորդած այդ թաշինքին։ Ասուլիսի ընթացքին հարցումինը պատասխանելով վարչապետը թիդել տվավ, որ շատ ավելի հավանական է այդ թաշինքեն Հայաստանի դուրս գալը, քան մասնակցության ապասարեցումը։ Վարչապետը հիշեցուց, որ 2022 թվականի սեպտեմբերին Հայաստան-Ադրբեջան սահմանի փակումներու ժամանակ նաև անոնց նախորդած շրջանին հայկական կողմը իր մտահոգությունը հայտնած է անվտանգության գազմագերբության գործընկերներուն, սակայն իր թիմում են վերջ շատ անսպասելի արձագանք ստացած է։ Հայաստանի և Ռուսաստանի հարաբերությունները փոխագերման փուլի մեջ են, ասավ վարչապետը։ Բելգիայի թաշնային խորհրդարանը ընդունեց Արցախի մասին բանաձևը, ուր գտադաբարդե Ադրբեջանը։ Ընդունված բանաձևը միանշանակորեն գտադաբարդե Ադրբեջանի ռազմական հարձակումը Լեռնային Ղարաբաղի հայության թեմ և գվերահաստատե աջակցությունը Հայաստանի տարածքային ամբողջականությունը։ Երևանի մեջ հանդիսավոր արարողությամբ պաշնական բացումը կատարվեցավ ֆրանսահայ աշխարհահռչակ երգիչ և Հայաստանի ազգային հերոս Շարլ Ազնավուրի արձանին, որ կոչվի Լա Բոհեմ, և որ գանկնված է համանուն հրապարակին վրա Երևանի Մոսկվա շարժանգարի թահլիճի հարած տարածքին վրա։ Սույն լուրերը քաղեց և ներկայացուց Հայկ Քյուպելյան, ցտեսություն։
Let's go.
I'll go to the news in English, brought to us by Florence Avakian.
Begin with it. My news reports for Sunday, July 20th, 2025, begins with an Azerbaijan report that Armenia's Deputy Prime Minister, Meher Grigoryan, met with Iran's ambassador to Armenia on Friday and discussed the Armenian-Azeri transport link, also known as the Zangezur Corridor, between Nakhichevan and Azerbaijan through Armenia's Syunik province and bordering on Iran. Prime Minister Pashinyan on Wednesday expressed his readiness to let a United States company run this transport corridor. Iran strongly is against this corridor and says that it is strongly approved by Azerbaijan and Turkey. Until now, the Armenian government had rejected this corridor, which Azerbaijan said should be free from any Armenian border controls. Opposition leaders and other analysts have said giving management of the transport corridor to an American company would drastically cut down Armenia's sovereignty over the Syunik region. The Eastern Herald reports that Pashinyan has formally invited Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian to Armenia to strengthen its regional partnership, which signals a decisive and regional partnership and break from unreliable Western nations, as well as from NATO handouts, which have not come, and empty promises from the West. The Iranian Tehran Times has reported that Iran and Armenia trade approaches $1 billion in economic and tourism connections, which are constantly growing. Akbarez reports that on Thursday, the United States State Department delayed the offer of the United States to lease this corridor in Armenia's Siunik province for 100 years. It still needs further clarification. Pashinyan on Wednesday has accepted an agreement to a foreign country to manage this road. However, opposition and activist groups in Armenia have created an uproar, saying and stressing that such a proposal that Pashinyan has advocated in his agreement in ceding the road through Armenian territory is fulfilling demands that Azerbaijan and Turkey want. The United States is also anxious for this corridor to help Europe by cutting its energy costs and also to go against Russia. And this is helping the West and the United States to dominate the power struggle against Russia. The Armenian government plans to take over the building representing in Yerevan of the Nagorno-Karabakh representation. The Pashinyan authorities have asked a Yerevan court to invalidate the Karabakh government's ownership of the building that for decades served as the Karabakh office in Armenia. Former Karabakh Premier Artak Beglaryan has claimed that this is being done by Pashinyan to continue at the request of Aliyev and Turkey. Beglaryan describes the court action as Pashinyan's act of revenge against the Karabakh leadership, which has been increasingly critical of Pashinyan's appeasement policy in favor of Azerbaijan. Pashinyan has repeatedly indicated that the Karabakh issue is a close issue for his regime. Pashinyan's oppositionists say that by courting and wooing Baku, Pashinyan can get it to sign a peace agreement with Armenia, and also, more importantly, Pashinyan will try and try and try to cling to power. This is Florence Avakian in a pre-recorded report on Saturday evening from New York for the Armenian radio program. I'm Kisharin's host outside.
ساختنا شم گانچل و الکزیه دوگانو بستگنا
Oh, yeah, God. ftis la rezav az mier keri zainov kaneza bazen vor yeka ortis la rezav az mier keri zainov kaneza.
Yes, you do. Yeah, το χωσκέρεβολο πάρουμε χελαγάρ χεντζουικούμ οφκουζέ το γαχνίκ νημανά ότσι βέρτσκα ότσι σκίσβα εις γερκού γερέκες εις όρδου βάγωνα πέτα τβίρ, πέτα τβίρ καρουσέ Jesko jerkë vahu cem lese Pëtët vish, pëtët vish Jesko jerkë vahu cem lese Pëtët vir, pëtët vish Jesko jerkë vahu cem lese Jevojn bluze Andart shamanak Ajn shavire Asnan puraku Am puizneret Arzat lusnitak Të vumen Zanzra lipat nusju Parumen Khelagar khënjuikum Of kuzet o gakhnik nimana Voç veshka Voç skiz vajs jetku I saw du Vahëna Pëtët virë, pëtët virë Karuse Jes kojerë këva hucem lëse Pëtët virë, pëtët virë Jes kojerë këva hucem lëse Pëtët virë, pëtët virë Jes kojerë këva hucem lëse Pëtët virë Pëtët vi, jes ko jerë këva hucem Lëse
You are listening to the Armenian radio program from New Jersey, as every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. And yeah, we have in the studios Miran and myself, Serge Panosyan. There's a lot to talk about. Where do we start? I think we want to start from last week's gathering, the feast, as Vartan put it. So we had a feast last Sunday, as we were talking about the past few weeks. It was long waited, and we knew it was going to be amazing, and I think it was. But I'll let you talk about it. What do you want to say?
Oh yeah, I was at the beach house with Serge's son Nadek, and it was me, my brother, it was Nadek, and Berus's roommate, and we were going to drive back for the barbecue, and we come just in time. Right in like the peak of the barbecue, they're having all this great food out, and I thought that was the food already, but they already had a whole different bigger dinner prepared later. So we were already eating. I was meeting all these wonderful people, and you know, this was the first time we were at someone's house. This is the first get. Usually we have pizza.
Yeah.
The one unique one was like we're at Kurichan's, but this time we're at someone's house. We're at barbecue. We have waiters, waitresses. It was just interesting. And we're sitting down, having a nice time. And then the dinner, absolutely really good Armenian food. Really good. Honestly, I'll be honest with you, it tasted like Kurichan's. But it was really good. And then right after, we went out and played tennis. Everyone's playing tennis. But I was playing right next to Mr. Tufayan. I was playing against Nora, my cousin, and Bedros, my brother. And then we were playing. And all of a sudden, Vartan comes in, Rafi comes in. Hovanes comes in, everyone's playing tennis all of a sudden. And we're all swapping. We have so many pictures, videos. It was a really great time.
Yeah, but I'm sure it was great. No, none of us had seen Mr. Tufayan or Vartan.
Yes, I Mr. Tufayan. Interesting appearance. A surprised appearance, yeah. I was like, Mr. Tufayan, what are you doing here? And then we just end up playing tennis.
And nobody was prepared with slippers and stuff. But I guess if you can see a few folks from in their early 20s leaving the beach house to come to for a radio gathering, I guess you could tell that that's something that was some attraction to go-to not to miss.
Yes, 100%. And my brother, he's not here with me right now. I think he'll be here next week. He'll definitely have a few words to talk about it.
Oh, we'll definitely talk about this for a while.
Yes, but it was really fun. Thanks to Garo and Baidzik. Really, thank you so much for organizing this.
Always amazing hosts. I'm sure they enjoyed it as much as we did meeting them.
Yes.
And we met his brothers as well, his family,
people from France. It was really interesting.
Yeah, and I don't know if I told you while there, I met his brother, whom I had not met for guess how many years.
Of childhood, or... Oh, yeah, they were from, I heard a lot from Lebanon, yeah?
Yeah, and Garo and his brothers were from Lebanon. I had not seen his brother for 39 years.
Wow.
39 years.
Like, do you recognize him? Or like
he actually hadn't changed much.
That's
I was trying to compliment him, except for the hair. I think the rest of it was pretty much... Yeah. I remembered him and his brother. He has a twin brother as well who wasn't there. No. So both were... I used to be in the scouts, and I was 12-year-old and he was 16, and that's when I remembered him.
Yeah, I talked to his brothers, I talked to his nieces, nephews.
And they're all really interesting people.
They're all interesting. It was great talking to them, really.
Yeah.
It's really great.
And everybody else is just a small fraction of the people we mentioned.
I don't know
how many people we had. I mean, maybe like 50 or so.
Yeah, but then I remember, and then we gave Vartan has a trophy.
We
had a nice celebration. That was nice.
Yeah,
he truly deserved it. It was really nice.
46th anniversary of the radio.
Yes. It was really nice.
We had one more event, wasn't there?
I think we had to leave early because we had to drop our friend off on the station.
Yeah,
and not
and actually, yeah, and Vartan gave a big, I don't know what to call it, some...
Yeah. Oh, no,
Michael Haram thing.
Yeah.
To the Minasian.
It
was amazing.
It was a really
time.
Great time.
Obviously, the food was great. The people were great. But the highlight of it is, I would think, is just contributing to volunteers, to encourage people to come together and do what I think is somewhat Mission Impossible that Vartan has done for past 46 plus years. And I think that's what really drove Garo and drives people like Garo to do what they do, is to encourage the volunteers, because that's how we can continue Armenian-ness and our culture and our heritage.
I agree.
In these remote sites.
And, bringing the corners of community together. I'm meeting new Armenians every time we go to one of these meetings. It's like I'm networking, like knowing all these new Armenians.
Yeah.
And it's really great.
And all of them, and people in great places in their careers, in their whatever, and just coming together. This was the first time I met the whole board of the radio, actually. I hadn't seen, there were some people there
That's
I had never
true,
seen
yes.
in my life before.
The whole board was there, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a good gathering, a good... I guess commemorating or celebrating the past close to five decades of effort, and hoping for more to come.
Yes, it was really good.
So thank you, Garo and Baidzik. This is not the last of this topic, I'm sure. We'll talk about it after Vartan comes back. I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say as
100%,
well.
Yes.
And Bedros and everybody else.
Yes.
So we'll go back now to our program. We'll hear more.
This goes to Garo and Baidzik.
Definitely.
Uyim baruchu, kuydi manush hez boloris, եշադեմ սիրում, քույրիկ ինձ սրտում քնքուշ, մի սիրում ծաղի, ուզում եմ լինես ուրախ, լինես երջանի, ես եւ դու երկու, հարազատ սիրով հոգի, քույր եղբայր մի սիր, մեզ ոչ ոք չի բաժանի, հույսուս էր տվող, երկու զույգ աչքեր, հայելության ասես շփտում ես աչքերը մեր, ես եւ դու երկու, հարազատ սիրով հոգի, քույր եղբայր մի սիր, մեզ ոչ ոք չի բաժանի, հույսուս էր տվող, երկու զույգ աչքեր, հայելության ասես շփտում ես աչքերը մեր. Երևաց գնաց
Dinle an gunu tat Koşur tin doğat Yer pantrev da tari O en or batvi Toh amene toh imser Ari ins mod ari Yer pantrev da tari O en or batvi Toh amene toh imser Ari ins mod ari Du es in mir ginke, im Musitanike, im Eisjek, gesamare se.
Shaka hushele, na im hushele, an hushele, na im huise, an barakuise, na im luise, getsigi sheri, na im huise, an tarakuise, na im luise, getsigi sheri. Gelir, can kız bekeler, bahtas tekeler, inkinir bahti. Baytar tenuşe, huşe mışuşe, serekın kuşe, kes gişerim. Baytar tenuşe, huşe mışuşe, serekın kuşe, kes gişerim. Sari inches canganel, inches himar, jepito carasel. Sairvanne, aiste dutannes, urkes pasumen derkes gisherin. Urkam sirumen, gam hai hoyumen, yer pishet numen, an hisherin. Himal jepido karatel satopotse gankit de proce urkes ishumen derchen morratel satopotse gankit de proce urkes ishumen derchen morratel. Hushele, an hushele, baytar tenuše, huše mašuše, serekan kuše, kese gisheri. Baytar tenuše, huše mašuše, serekan kuše, kese gisheri. Thank you.
Por ձգվում դու կրկին կասես
հեռանում եմ ես
այս խոսքերը մեզ նորից
բաժանում են իրարից
քո անունը սերի իմ հոգին է խենթացնում
քո անունը սերի նոր հույսեր է արթնացնում
դու կրկին կասես հեռանում եմ ես
այս խոսքերը մեզ նորից բաժանում են իրարից քո անունը սերի իմ հոգին է խենթացնում քո անունը սերի նոր հույսեր է արթնացնում դու կրկին կասես հեռանում եմ ես այս խոսքերը մեզ նորից բաժանում են իրարից
քո անունը սերի իմ հոգին է խենթացնում
kezem, menak kezem sirenu. Menak tu yes, menak tu yes sirenu. Gitem shaten, shaten iz hangarelu. Bajes menak, menak kezem sirenu. Menak kezem, menak kezem sirenu. Menak tu yes, menak tu yes sirenu. Gitem shaten, shaten iz hangarelu. Bajes yes, menak kez, kezem sirenu.
Listening to Armenian Radio program from New Jersey, from Seton Hall, WSOU 89.5 FM, and we have in the studios Mihran and myself, and we're talking about various topics. We talked about last week's gathering. The next topic that I really wanted to talk to Mihran about, he was not at the radio for the past few weeks because he had a mission to go to Armenia and get to know Armenia better. What can you tell us about that, Mihran? How was your trip?
It was truly amazing. It was a truly amazing trip. I actually miss Armenia. I was there for a week. I haven't gone in about 8 years. And it was so I was there with a group, and it was basically going to be like, it was a Christian, it was like a pilgrimage,
about
basically.
ACYOA,
yeah. And they call it like the Global Youth Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of Ahem, if you know what that is. And so the first day, I got there a day early, so me and my brother, he's not here, but I'm sure like next time he'll be here. A lot to talk about as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But the first day there, we were in Yerevan by ourselves. We walked around, we saw everything. It was truly great, like the people there.
The fountains, the
water fountains, there's water everywhere. Me and my brother, we were always thirsty. We're thinking like, should we get a water bottle? No, there's a water fountain right here.
You were there during Vartavar, were you?
No.
Yeah, you just missed it, right?
Yeah, we just missed. Actually, I think part of our day is in a couple of weeks. It like keeps changing.
Oh, is it coming?
Yeah, it's like coming.
Oh, I thought it's in July.
Yeah, it's. No, I think it's like this. I'm not sure. It's coming up though.
Okay.
And it kind of changes every year, I think. I'm not sure, but we were thinking like, oh, like we're so thirsty, let's go buy a water bottle. Because usually, like you know, you're in America, when you're thirsty, you go to like a shop, buy a water bottle. No, you don't have to get a water bottle at all. There's water fountains anywhere, and people are just willing to hand out water bottles too. Like I remember, like if we were in the lobby of a hotel, people just gave us like water bottles sitting around. We could just take them, and it was truly great. And then we thought that with this group, we were going to stay in Yerevan, right? We were thought, okay, we're going to stay in Yerevan the whole time with this group. Not at all. They put us on buses. And I'm like, okay, they're going to drive us to the hotel. All of a sudden, we're getting outside of Yerevan. We're on this like side. There's mountains all over the place. And we're on this like hour-long trip. And it goes to this park resort called Akhveran. And if you look on Google Maps, we were just looking at it, it's surrounded by these mountains. And I remember when I was on the resort, it was truly amazing. Like, you're in nature. It's just pure nature. We were each having, like, our assigned cabins, and we had our roommates and everything. But, like, the view was amazing. You had these towering mountains, like, hovering over you. And, like, when the sun set on it, it cast a shadow, like, over the whole entire place. And, you know, you were right there in nature. All the chairs were, like, everything was just purely out of wood. Everything was just, like, straight from nature. And, you know, the food there was so great. The community, I was there with all Armenians from all over. Like, I didn't even know there was Armenians from Switzerland, Armenians from Australia. And they even had, yeah, when they spoke Armenian, they had an Australian accent. You could hear it, even when they were speaking Armenian. And there was, like, these, there's Germans everywhere. You could, everywhere you could possibly, like, imagine. They were coming from all over. And it was truly, I actually felt truly in my culture. Because we were eating constantly, always. There was like six meals a day. There you were never going to go hungry.
Yeah.
They were always having, okay, you had a meeting, all right, now we're going to have food. And then, okay, quick talk, now we're going to have food. There was food all the time. And every night, after we were done with our schedule, they put on Armenian music. We learned nine dancing. We learned like Armenian cultural songs. And I actually felt like I was there with brothers and sisters. I was there with, like, a true Armenian community. I actually felt, like, straight in the Armenian culture.
Amazing.
I felt like this is what our ancestors used to do. Like, this was the life of what our ancestors used to have. you know, eating, constantly dancing, constantly singing, you know, having a good time.
Yeah, all work, no play.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, not a single bit of work got done, I'll tell you that, though. It was all relaxing.
Well, I'm glad you had great time.
Yeah, it was truly great. It was truly amazing. And let me tell you, the apricots... Oh my, the apricots are nothing like that. They were just serving apricots for coffee hospitality. I'm like, it's not like Armenian. It's not like the Armenian apricots. It's totally different. The apricots they drove in, it's so good.
You know what the Latin name for apricot is?
The Latin name?
No. Yeah.
I know it's Sidon in Armenian, but I don't know Latin.
I'm not sure. I'm going to remember how to spell it, but it essentially is Armenian apple.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. That's actually so interesting.
Yeah, you may want to look it up in Wikipedia or somewhere.
Yeah.
What is the Latin word for, name for apricot? Every time I see the ones that you see in the market, Turkish or whatever.
Yeah. Not wrong.
They don't know what they're missing.
No, yeah, exactly. The Armenian apricots are something totally different. And the food there was so authentic. Such good Armenian food. It was amazing. It was really good. And honestly, it was a great time. And I love to go back. And we went to Etchmiadzin. We went to all of these different churches. We went all the way around. It was great.
I'm sure you covered like 2% of the churches.
Yeah.
The first time I went to Armenia, I had made a list of all the churches that I wanted to see. And each one has its unique character. And after like 10 or 15 of them, my kids were like, again, another church.
Yeah.
But I loved it and I would love to go and enjoy them again. Their architecture is amazing. Each one
has
unique architecture. Yeah. And thinking about it, these are not built in the, internet era. These are centuries or millennia earlier. And all those Western churches in Western Europe, etc., that were built, these were a few hundred years before then.
Yeah, and a lot of these churches are like built, a lot of these old churches are all in the hills, like all on top of
mountains. Usually all the way on the top.
Yeah, so like when we were going to the churches, we're like, great, we see all the steps. We're like, okay, here we go. We gotta go all the way up. But it was great. When you were in there, it was like you see all of this, the old paintings, the old architecture, the old
frescoes,
like... Everything. It's like... And everyone just starts singing. You could truly feel the Armenian apostolic, you know, Christianity that there still is, but that there also once was, and it was truly amazing.
And you're taken aback by a few hundred years.
Yeah.
If you like...
Some of the depictions of Jesus were a little questionable, but yeah, it was truly great.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm happy that you were able to go and enjoy and your brother as well.
I have a quick anecdote here. When I was in one of the churches, there was like this picture of Jesus, and he's got like pigtails, like super duper long, like all over the place. I was like, why does Jesus have pigtails? I don't know if this was historically accurate, but apparently when the Mongols were going like invading Armenia or whatever, we tried to show that we were like adapting to the culture or whatever. So they painted on and added on pigtails onto Jesus and said, look, see, we're kind of like you guys. Or we could be friends. And I was like, oh, that makes so much more sense.
I don't know. I vaguely remember seeing those. I don't remember where it was. Maybe it was Gerhardt where that was.
I remember it was just in this one church, and it was like carvings of Jesus and like paintings of Jesus with pigtails.
Yeah, I think I have recording of those when we went there with the guide explaining to us all those details. But yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's really interesting.
And you understand the history of these things.
All the way back to the Mongol Empire, too.
Appreciation. Yeah, it's preceded.
It's old.
The Mongolian Empire. Yeah, those are the folks who destroyed all that.
Yeah, that's true.
Tried to, let's say.
We're still here.
We're still here. We're keeping it going, and we'll keep...
Yeah, we have a radio station.
We have a radio station. We're there, and we're going to keep growing, as they say.
That's right.
Let's listen to more music, and then we'll continue this program.
Thank you. Kesişeniz Sirtes ayrvum e kalotit Vahut zantzas Luisoleris Huşen abrumen sirelis
Yeraz dartzas Duserim hi Mite duye Smadas kargi Yeşe gider Te vorte biz Ye kargı tardu İç noriz
Ay bezan uşen Kez uzun izler Ay bezken kuşen Kez uzun derge Ay gişen nere Katrahan Hişumem yezamen
Amen, amen, amen.
çekelim ye sayın kanarak. Porque soy ser tam şarunak. Verelim kez kimsene tank. Gerçen kutun luysu karak.
Ես կփորձեմ քեզ հավատալ ու քո վերջին սերը դառնալ Եվ ամեն օր քո շունչս գալ ու այլ երբեք չհեռանալ Այնպես անուշեմ քեզ ուզում ինձ դեմ Այնպես կնկուշեմ Հիշում եմ ես ամեն վարկյան, ամեն
are now listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We are in our 47th year of service to the community. We now go to the community announcements. If you want us to read your nonprofit organization's announcements free of charge, kindly send us a few lines a couple weeks in advance so we may serve you better. More details about the events we announce can be found in our Armenian Interests newsletter. St. Mary's Armenian Church of Livingston, New Jersey has a new pastor, Father Vozgan Hovhannisyan, who conducts his first spotted hawk at St. Mary's on July 6, 2025. Father Vozgan's official installation service will be held on September 12, 2025, officiated by His Grace Bishop Mesrop Parasamian, the primate. On Thursday, September the 25th at 7 p.m., the AGBU New York Special Events Committee and AGBU Arts is to present Samuel Yervinian in concert at the Kauffman Music Center in New York City for a spectacular evening of music performed on violin and piano, featuring pianist Armin Martirosyan and dancers Edward Sargsyan and Natalia Davidskaya. On Saturday, October 4th at 7 p.m. at St. Barton Armenian Cathedral Complex, the Diocese of the Armenian Church presents From Jazzical Gomidas to Aznavour Classics with the National Chamber Orchestra of Armenia, Sipan Ola conductor and Haydapi Yachikian soprano. For more information, call 212-686-0710. On October the 5th, the AJA, the Armenian Jewelers Association of the East Coast, will celebrate their 25th anniversary at Seasons Caterings in Washington Township, New Jersey. On that day, Mr. Berk Gokberk, a veteran member of the AJA, will be honored. Details to follow. On Saturday, October 11th, 2025, at 7:15 p.m., Houston Musical Ensemble and Friends will present a concert to mark the 15th anniversary of Heuser. This will be held at the Queen's Theater at Corona Park, New York. Donations are $50 and $65. For information, please call 845-548-5390. On Saturday, October 25th, 2025, a gala benefiting the American University of Armenia will be held at the Yale Club in New York City. Details to follow. The Home Minutemen of New Jersey will celebrate its 50th anniversary on November 1st, 2025. Details will follow. The Armenian Heritage Cruise is scheduled for January 10th to the 17th, 2026, departing from Miami with stops in Puerto Plata, San Juan, Ocean Cat, and more. Armenian entertainment will be plenty with singer Andre Hamaskyan, Nairi Dance Group, and more. For more information, check Armenian Radio newsletter.
Դարին շուլանցավ, խելքս գինուն դրեցի, առանց կնիգ մնացի, աչկին մեկը կոր լինի, երեսը չոպուր լինի, ոտկին մեկը գաղ լինի, դեկուս սրդիս դար լինի, վայ, վայ, վայ, ճարեի, ճարեի, ճարեի, ճարեի, նեխատը կնիգ ճարեի.
samudlu vayi, karbet marbet kaptayi, poli poşin makreyi, lıvats mıvats kaneyi, bazar mazar gınayi, salur ciran careyi, dancaşı yepeyi, tek uzı gılhis zıpeyir, can, careyi, careyi, careyi, careyi, mekadı gınig careyi. Careci, sili pili areci, sirdi sirdi skabeci, kesi ulun kareci, ojit çuner mayruner, yerek çorstel hayruner, yegan gılkis tapetsin, unes adı sıklapetsin, vay vay vay! Careci, careci, carelem, carelem, mekadıla car carelem, bahçeyi, bahçeyi, bahçeyi, bahçeyi, mekadımı dağ bahçeyi. Bahçeyi, bahçeyi, bahçeyi, bahçeyi, mekadımı dağ bahçeyi.
այսպիսով մեր այսօրվա հայդակիրը գավարդի և սպասենք կարշապատ, նային կարշապատով բիրի կապ, բայց վարտանը միջը լավոս, ուսան վայելիցինք այսօրվա մեր հայդակիրը և մեր այդ կլակ կարշապատ ժամի երուկ են չորսի միջև ձեզի կմաղթենք պարի և արդյունապես շապատմը. Our program is coming to an end. I hope you enjoy what we had prepared for you and you can be with us next week from 2 to 4 p.m. We wish you a happy and productive week.
Chop, chop, chop.